going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
On the ball, you started to see the efficiency, you started to see the confidence. He was playing with aggression. He was playing, you know, not all over the place. He made some mistakes still, but we saw a more decisive Jonathan Kuminga in these last four games in this Minnesota series. And I think that's going to be my lasting image of him. If this truly is it for him in Golden State, it's like, wow, he showed what maybe could have been, albeit without Steph. And you know what? Maybe that just tells me all I needed to know. Maybe with Steph, it just never was going to work with JK. And whether that's on coaching, the players, I don't know. But that's going to be my lasting image. What could have been with him and Steph potentially?
Well,
And what never was, really.
I would add Jordan Poole into that as well.
Mm.
There is an element
that... They won a title, though. I'll say that. They didn't want it. Poole contributed on a championship team. So yeah, I did see it, right?
Yeah, but I mean... You know, there's an element. No one wants to admit this out loud, so I guess I'll be the first to admit this out loud. There's an element that I ponder about all the time.
Shout out Christian.
And it's a very simple one. It's, did the vets feel threatened by some of the young players? And I'm not going to go as far as to say sabotage or anything like that.
Real quick, what do you mean by threatened?
Anyone who, because like, look, it is a salary cap league. Sure. So if you get paid, you know, X amount of dollars, there's only so much left for me here, right? And you go back to the Kevin Durant thing with Draymond Green in particular. And, you know, Kevin was up for an extension. And Draymond was up for an extension. And there's always in the NBA this kind of like dog-eat-dog world. And if you get your extension and there's no money left for me, you know, I'm going to be the one that has to bounce and I got to go somewhere else. Like, there is a musical chairs element to how the NBA operates. The NFL is very similar. You saw this a couple of years ago with Charvarius Ward. He kind of knew the writing was on the wall, and then they go and sign D'Amino Lenore, and he was like, well, there's going to be no money for me,
right?
A lot of 49ers realized, oh, I better get my money right now because Brock Purdy's going to get paid, and if I don't get it here right now, then I'm going to be left without having any money.
Right, and Charvarius, obviously, his situation a little different compared to some of the other players, just what took place in his personal life, but that withstanding, him not wanting to come back and all that. But continue.
Right. No doubt. There's no doubt. Seattle, when Russell Wilson, they knew Russell Wilson was going to get paid, Earl Thomas, you know, Richard Sherman, a lot of guys were furious because that meant no money for them.
Malcolm Smith, he was the Super Bowl MVP. He had to go elsewhere. The Raiders paid him a bunch of money.
Exactly.
He stunk.
There's a business element of there's only so much money, right? Which is totally understandable. Then there's the human element of, hey, I'm the one who put this thing together. Like, I'm Klay Thompson. You don't win anything without me, which I get. I get feeling that way. And there's a level of earned equity that you feel you've deserved and respect. You know, Draymond Green, I put this thing together, and Steph Curry, I put it. But there's also an element that I just ponder, like, anybody who threatened the money or the future of the team, it does feel like got isolated from the clique. And there has clearly been a click on this org. And I get it. Like, they're champions. But there's been a click for a long time. And it's Steph and Dre. And at one time, it was Clay. And then Clay found himself on the outside of the click.
Right.
I've never felt like Wiggins was a threat to them. So I don't think he ever fell in or outside the click. But I definitely got that feeling from Jordan Poole. And look, you could say that Jordan Poole and them, maybe they don't get along. Like, Kobe and Shaq didn't get along.
No.
They still made sweet music together. Like, has Looney always felt a part of the click?
Yes.
Has GP2 always felt a part of the click?
Yes.
Yeah, those guys aren't threats to the money and to the status and the playing time of some of these other guys. And I just ponder if that's an element that everyone's afraid to talk about. The Kuminga, Jordan Poole being seen more as a threat to the status and the money of everything that's going on to the veterans.
It's an interesting angle. It's very difficult for me.
Do I sound like super conspiracy theory guy?
A little bit, but also like the proof is in the pudding when it comes to some of the stuff that we've seen when it's the development of the young players. It's very odd at times. Now, what do they always fall back on? Oh, we believe we're a championship team, right? Well, that wasn't the expectations this year. Heading into the season, I already mentioned it. It wasn't a championship. It was just to play meaningful games. Whether that was a first-round series or not, I think that's what it was. It was basically, can we be a first-round series team?
Yeah.
That was it. Can we be the sixth seed? Right? We got into the first round, and you played meaningful games, and you won. But the expectations, like halfway through Jimmy Butler's year, they sort of started to shift, right? Did they not? Mm-hmm. It was like, it shifted from, oh, wow, playoff team? Okay, I think we're going to be a playoff team. Hey, can we go on a deep playoff run? Yeah, and obviously I poke fun at your thing. I think we can win a championship. But that was a legit thing. Like, we all thought, like, hey, if this breaks the right way, maybe they can win a championship. Oh, wait, the Lakers got bounced in round one? They're not as good as we think. Oh, LeBron and Luka? Oh, everyone's talking about there in that trade. No, maybe the trade is Jimmy Butler. Maybe we should be talking about that more. Take care of the Rockets. Oh, I don't know. We match up well against the Thunder. If they could beat the Nuggets. I don't know. So you started talking yourself into it. And so the expectations overall kind of shifted. And now the expectations heading into next season, are they championship? I'm not sure at this point. Is it still just meaningful basketball? I'm curious how Dubs fans feel about expectations now going forward coming out of this season. But your point is a good one when it comes to just the overall hierarchy of this team and the message that it sends to younger players around the league. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. But I do know now that it is a veteran, like, captain team. It's Steph, Draymond, and actually Jimmy, I think, is going to be one of the big voices on this team going forward. He's going to have a whole offseason. They'll have a group chat. They'll play dominoes, coffee. You know, I'm sure Pods is going to want to pick his brain. I'm sure Moody's going to want to pick his brain. But is Jimmy going to want to be that guy? Is he going to be the leader on this team? Does he want to be the leader on this team? Because he does have Draymond and Steph there already. I know he leads by example, and I've seen him on the bench, and that actually kind of was a refreshing thing. But on the back of my mind, Joe, back of my mind, I know how this ends with Jimmy Butler and elsewhere. I this was the honeymoon phase. Is it over now going for? I don't know. So there's still a lot of question marks.
You know, I think about how difficult it was for this team to move off Andre Iguodala. And Andre Iguodala was so savvy and understood what his value was. And he was very, how do I put this? He was very aware.
Calculated, I'd say.
Yes.
He's a very calculated individual.
How much money he would be getting, when he would be getting it, what he deemed his value was. And I think that had a lot of influence on some of the other guys. I think he was at a point in his career 5 to 10 years ahead of where Steph and Dre and Clay and these guys were at. And I do think that a lot of guys saw what ended up happening with Andre Iguodala as he had to go elsewhere to be able to get his money. And they couldn't marginalize Iggy financially and role-playing wise until he kind of left and came back.
Mm. No, it's a good point.
Like, and I feel like with Clay Thompson, too, like, I didn't see a scenario where Clay could take less money and take on a different role within this organization. Because there's always going to be this, hey, I built this.
Right. No, there's going to be hard feelings.
And I get it. I'm not blaming them. Like, I'm trying to explain the psyche of how we get to where we are. The NBA player and how they feel is everything. Dame Lillard wanted out of Portland. He got out of Portland.
Giannis wants out of Milwaukee right now, and he's going to get out of Milwaukee.
Okay, like, you know, so very less.
Jimmy Butler wanted out of Miami.
Exactly.
He got out of Miami.
Exactly. And it had to be talked into wanting to accept the deal
right.
with the Warriors. And why did he? Why did he play nice and accept it? Because they paid him.
Money, money, money.
They paid him a lot of
dollar,
money.
Dollar so bills, y'all.
These are all just human elements that we all deal with in our own lives.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. By the way, we've got Anthony Slater coming up, 8:15, the next hour, our Warriors insider for The Athletic. We got Bonte Hill in studio, 9 o'clock, and that's all courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? In the meantime, before we hit the break.
Joe, I do want to make this very clear. They don't get to play until they're 70 years old. So I understand the athlete trying to take control of their own career. Most of these guys don't have a choice of where they get drafted. Mm-hmm. Most of these guys don't have a choice of where their employment is or where they're living or wherever. And if you can build up the power to be able to have control of your career, whether it be status, influence, money, whatever, you have earned it. And I acknowledge that. And if anyone has earned influence, status, money, and power, it would be these handful of guys that have done this to this organization over the last 15 years.
P is in North Carolina. He's been very patient hanging on. P, appreciate you. How are we feeling about the Warriors offseason and going forward after getting bounced in the second round?
Good morning, first of all, fellas. But I'm feeling optimistic. One reason I'm feeling optimistic is because we got the GOAT. Steph is the GOAT to me, man. Like, this dude, he's... The team is too small, first of all. That was really the issue that I called for. The team is too small. When the team is too small, he's got to work hard. Everyone else has to work hard. Like, it's not fair for somebody his age to have to work that hard. Like, you put old people in Cadillacs. You make it comfortable for them. You don't, you know, put them in a hot rod. And that's basically what it is. This dude's moving too fast. He's moving too much. Like, I hope they can go out and get Giannis. I don't know the specifics of it, but it'd be nice to just give this man a coast, a ride. Because to me, I say he's the GOAT. You got LeBron that said, me and Luka didn't lose. And you got Steph that said, we got enough. I felt like we could win. Like, that's two totally different mindsets, man. One dude is like a freak of nature. One dude, apparently, according to everyone on, you know, TV, he's very small. He's very weak. His ankles are weak. He's not that good. You know, that's what they say, but then they lose to him. But I've said all that to say that, man, I'm optimistic about what we got. Like, I've never seen anybody like Steph Curry, and I don't think I will again. So with what he did with this team, yeah, I'm optimistic. Like,
okay. Fair enough. No, you love Steph P in North Carolina. I appreciate that. You go down with the GOAT no matter what. That's what you want to do. I know he was getting there with the small and the stature and stuff, and people are going to underestimate him. That's what he's saying. Everyone's underestimated Stephen Curry's whole career. Now, we're not underestimating like the mindset and the mentality of Stephen Curry. I think we're just coming to the realization that he's getting older. He's getting older, and like that injury happened, and that kind of shifts a lot of fans' thinking. We'll pick this up on the other side. We're up against it. More of your calls, more of your texts. Are you feeling more optimistic about the Warriors' future or pessimistic on how this season ended? 888-957-9570. Don't forget, we are giving away a pair of tickets to the Golden State Valkyries home opener next Wednesday, May 21st. Check that. It's not the home opener. It's just next Wednesday, May 21st. Home opener is tonight. These tickets are not for tonight. They're next Wednesday, May 21st. These tickets that we're going to win today at Chase Center during the 8 o'clock hour. More tickets available at valkyries.com. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Jimmy, Coach Hall, 3. We'll get to you next on 95.7 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm not going to say anything because every time I bring stuff up on air,
you're in trouble.
It comes back to me somehow. And they're like, so-and-so is so emotionally mad that you said something. So I'm like, I'm a volunteer. Okay. Like, I want you to know that. Like, I volunteer on six teams from between me and my boys and my family. And
do you not get paid?
We don't get paid. There are teams that you pay to play on. That is not what we have. We have a fully free program. I've been coaching a lot of these kids for a long, long time. And I love these kids. Like, I give back. You know why I do it, Joe? I mean this sincerely.
Very rewarding.
No. Like, it's selfishly, I feel better.
Sure.
And I love doing it. But I had coaches in my life when my life was spiraling out of control who meant more to me than just the sport. And sports was a great, like, foundation, as all the other stuff at home was kind of like crazy and wild. And it was like the one thing where I could kind of not think about what was going on at the house or my trouble or whatever was happening. And so it did, like, help save my life. And I mean that. I say that freely, you know. And so I try to give back, and it's what my dad did for a lot of kids in the neighborhood and all my buddies that call him coach. And I wouldn't want it any other way. I live for it. I love it. And I'm not the crazy coach that wants to win at all costs or anything. Do I fight for my guys? Hell yeah. I love those kids. But it's like, dude, I'm volunteering because I want them to be better men. I really do. And we lost last night. And I'm like, I'm telling these guys, be a good man. Show good sportsmanship. Life sucks. You're going to lose a lot in life. Suck it up. Handshake these guys, tell them great game, and wish them good luck in the championship. That's what a man does. He does a bunch of things he doesn't want to do, and he doesn't do them begrudgingly. He sticks his chest out, he sticks his hand out, and he shakes hands.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We'll get to all your calls. Jason, Jimmy, Coach Hall, 3 in Berkeley. I promise you feel more optimistic or pessimistic on how the Warriors season came to an end. 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's funny you bring that up. Coaching, right? What would you give Steve Kerr? Like, I have to pivot. Steve Kerr, his coaching job this year, right? What are you looking at?
What is Carter bringing in here?
Miami McDonald's.
Whoa!
It's all right.
Whoa!
Don't worry about it. You're distracted.
Iced coffee from McDonald's. And what else?
Some sausage McMuffins.
Anyways, how many?
Let's buy one, get one for a dollar. It was McValue.
Say it with your chest.
I'm trying to talk sports here, not McMuffins, all right?
Well, I can smell
stay
it
focused.
From over here.
We offered you some and you didn't want any.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I'm regretting that decision.
Well, you can have one if you need one, all right? Okay, they're good stuff. Anyways.
Well, why don't you just show the audience on YouTube what it is? What is it? You got? What do we got?
Right here.
Just
I told
say
you,
it with
it's
your chest.
Sausage McMuffin. It's the good stuff.
That looks
There's
delicious.
The cheese on there. Yeah, the
oh
little,
God,
come on.
Ooh,
I was thinking McGriddle, but they didn't offer the McValue for the McGriddle, so I got the McMuffin.
That's McAwful.
Thank you. All right, Golden Arches, let's go.
Him walking in mid-segment and handing you food like that was like Dunleavy handing Jimmy Butler to the Warriors and Steve Kerr mid-season.
Thank you for
total pick-me-up.
Here's your McJimmy.
Thank you.
McJimmy.
You guys are out of control right now. You guys are out of control right now.
What the hell? Sam, I miss you. Oh. As he takes a vigorous sip of his iced coffee, thinking I'm going to filibuster.
His iced coffee.
I'm not going to lie to you guys, this playoff run, I'm as worn down as Draymond and Jimmy at the end of that playoff series. That's how I feel right now on a Friday.
It sounds like you're feeling optimistic about the team, though, at least. It sounds like you have a smile on your face.
No, I'm definitely optimistic. And, like, we can have another fun season. But if the goal is championship or bust, I just think it's really hard.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I just think it's really hard. Now, look, parity exists in the NBA. Right now, you've got, whatever, five or six brand new winners in a row. It's the most parity you've seen since the 70s. So there's something to be said for that.
Where are you coming at with Steve Kerr as this whole season has come to an end now? Steve Kerr, as all coaches are, but specifically in this market, he's a lightning rod for controversy, whether it's not playing Kuminga, not playing him enough, not playing him with Steph, the Jimmy Butler, the rotations, you're not playing Moses Moody enough. Where's Gui Santos minutes? Why do you love Brandon Podziemski so much? Buddy Hield, are you serious? Like, where are you at with Steve Kerr?
Like, am I grading him?
Grading him, or just the job you thought he did this season, given where the team was. They were 500. They make the trade for Jimmy Butler. Feels like he pushed all the right buttons, right? Like, we got to give him some credit for where the team was. You make the Jimmy Butler trade. It was a major shakeup. Put the team in a great position to win. Got into the playoffs. Won a first-round series. You lose your best player.
Is it a cop-out to say he had, like, a B season?
You can say that.
Because there's some things that I don't think were passing, but there were some other things that were remarkable.
Okay. Tell me. What was remarkable this season for Steve Kerr?
Well, it was remarkable that they got Draymond somehow to play 68 games in the regular season.
Was that on Steve or was that on Draymond?
No, it was on both of them. Because he is a big part of, like, kind of just massaging the relationships. And, you know, the guy, he health-wise, like, somehow threaded the needle. I don't know how. And then there's obviously the discipline aspect of it as well. I thought that the talent on the team was not playoff-level worthy for a big bulk of the year. And they made the playoffs. They got into the playoffs, and they won a round. So when you take a step back and you just, like, remember what they were at the trade deadline, it's like, yeah, he had a pretty good year. So that's why I think a B is kind of where I have him. Are there some things like the handling and the management of Jonathan Kuminga? I don't necessarily put that all on Steve Kerr. I also put that on ownership or front office or however you want to describe it. Like, if you knew the coach didn't think he was a fit and the players didn't think he was a fit, he probably shouldn't have been on the team.
888-957-9570. Jonathan Kuminga spoke to the media yesterday. So did Steph, so did Jimmy, so did Draymond, Buddy Hield. We'll get to all of that sound, I promise. But here's JK talking about his exit interview with Steve Kerr.
They're great. Like I tell all of them, you know, things just end, you know. It's going to take us time to, you know, figure it out, what's really going to happen, things like that. You know, and I spoke to Steve about, you know, how you wanted me to, you know, get better at rebounding more. And I feel like I was doing better before I got hurt. And I like where he was going with it. You know, he explained to me little things, you know, defending a resource from him, you know, about things like that, you know, that should hit him up, you know, and I don't have no problem doing that.
And here's
there's a Jimmy G element to Kuminga. No, just hear me out on this.
I'm waiting for it.
There are some people who think he's the greatest that ever lived, and there are some that think he can't play at all, when the reality is both players are somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean? Like it's either Brock has this with a lot of people. He's first ballot Hall of Famer. He is EPA, da-da-da-da. And then it's like other people are like, he's a backup. He's not even a starter.
Jordan Poole had that, too.
Jordan Poole a little bit towards the end.
Why can't we discuss people a little more reasonable?
Because it has to be hot take. That's the society we live in. Either he sucks or he's great. That's just, I hate that it is what it is, but that's the first takiness of where sports is at today. Here's more from JK talking about the ups and downs with Steve Kerr this year.
Since I've been here, you know, we had ups and downs, you know. But, you know, he helped me to get here, so. And we got a lot of great moments. And I think our relationship been very good.
I want to give credit to Jonathan Kuminga because I do think he handled this entire situation very well. behind the scenes, whenever he spoke, he was very polished. Steve Kerr spoke glowingly about him, that he's handled it. All of his teammates said he's been handling the DNPs, the entire situation very well. He was one of the best players on the team prior to the injury.
Hey, Carter, you've handled being relegated to the back room really well. I just want you to know that. Like Milton in Office Space.
Yeah,
like,
but that's the thing, though, right?
Come on, man.
No, but that's... Come on, man. No, but you could be a malcontent. What did he do a couple years ago when he was upset? He went to the San Francisco Chronicle and voiced his frustrations. There's been growth there. By the way, I don't think a certain individual has ever gotten over that. That him going to the San Francisco Chronicle a couple years
There's
ago.
There's no doubt that that is one of those like, hey, you cheated on me 5 years ago and I'll never get over it.
Correct.
Yeah, I get it. I agree. Well, that's why I bring up the Jimmy G thing. I think that Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy G, the relationship was done.
Right.
It was done.
Yeah.
And I think
the fact that he was smiling in the NFC Championship game and getting blown out.
But Joe, wouldn't you agree that like Kyle was done with him before they as a team were done with him? And I think that they held on probably too long.
Right. I mean, we saw all the clips. We saw the frustration on the sideline. We saw Jimmy saying this effing guy's plays suck.
And I would say similarly, Kuminga and Steve, for whatever reason, the relationship as coach and player has probably been done for a while, and they probably should have moved off each other earlier. I don't think it's either any individual. Like, no one's to blame sometimes. Sometimes it's just not a good fit.
By the way, Golden State Valkyries tip off at 7 o'clock tonight at Chase Center. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Grandy and Dibs will be live from Chase Center from 2 to 6, getting you ready for opening night. In the meantime, we're talking Steve Kerr. We're talking Jonathan Kuminga. You feeling optimistic about the Warriors and their future, more pessimistic, just given how the season ended. Coach Hall in San Diego has been patient. He's one of our regulars. Coach Hall, good morning. You feeling optimistic? You feeling pessimistic? How are we feeling about the Dubs going forward, Coach Hall?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I was feeling optimistic, but I took a break from the local media, and I checked out a couple NBA shows on Sirius and looked at ESPN. And I don't know, man, this narrative of the Warriors that, like, no stars want to come play with us because of Kerr's system, and then, you know, Draymond volatile. I don't like this narrative being built. And, you know, they're saying Giannis wants to stay in the East. I'm like, damn, are we a victim of our own success? And then the handling of Jonathan Kuminga is bad, man. Like, if we just take a step back and look at it from, like, another fan's perspective, I mean, the dude got to the States 9 years ago. He's 22 years old. The coddling that they gave Draymond really should have gave that to J.K., because I don't see the point in bringing in another old star or star-ish person if we're trying to get Steph a championship in the next 2 years. It don't make sense to me. And lastly, Shasky, you was exactly right, man. I think when they extended or they paid Jordan Poole and Wiggins, that rubbed some people the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole two-timeline thing, it just went down the drain because we didn't manage those relationships right. But, man, we look bad out here. Like, the stuff that other people are saying about our organization and our team, I don't know who would want to come play here. And we begged. Remember, we had to double back with Jimmy for him to come. He said no initially. Even DeMar DeRozan said no on Draymond's podcast, who personally I'll die on this hill, I think would have been a better fit than Jimmy.
Coach Hall, that means nothing to me because Jimmy Butler wanted to go to the Phoenix Suns, which is the biggest dumpster fire in sports right now. And where's DeMar DeRozan? He's in Sacramento. Another one of the biggest dumpster fires.
Rumor they want to trade him, by the way.
Oh, great. They want to trade him. Coach Hall, I didn't mean to cut you off there. It was a great call.
You're going to break up the Sacramento Bulls?
Like, are we really trying to say the Warriors are a bad organization no one wants to go to? Like, come on, man. I think we need to take a step back again as we're doing season reflection. How many awful franchises there are in this league? It's astounding if you take a step back. Like, I can name five off the top. I just named two of them right there. Add in the Charlotte Hornets, add in the Washington Wizards. The Atlanta Hawks have always been mired in mediocrity.
Phoenix,
New Orleans.
Nets.
Come on. Nets. There's so many, man. So many of them. Trailblazers. Oh, but Chauncey, he got his contract extension. That's great. Like, come on. Like, are you buying what Coach Hall's saying, that the Warriors are viewed as a bad organization?
No, I don't think so.
Stop.
No, I don't think so. But I also think that playing with the Warriors comes with certain, how do I put it? Like, there's pluses and minuses, right? There's pros and cons. When you're making a leap in profession and you're going to go from one company to the other, you know, what I like to do is, hey, let's list all the pros and cons. And every situation has the pros, and every situation has cons. Like, for example, right, as Kuminga's looking at his options, wow, if I go to the Nets, I can get as much money as I want. Wow, if I go to the Nets, I can get as much playing time as I want. Wow, I can go to the East. It's way easier, but I'm going to the Nets, and we're probably going to stink.
Probably.
And what he's not thinking is, I'm the number one guy on the scouting report every single night, right? So there are some cons and there's some pros.
See Jordan Poole in Washington.
Right?
Yeah.
As Clay looked at his options a couple years ago, you know, there's how many years am I getting? What's my role going to be? Who am I playing alongside? Where do we stack up in the West in terms of winning? And he viewed the Warriors situation with, you know, a different lens. So I don't think this is different. As other people are looking at the Warriors situation, there is a specific player they're looking for. And that's predated Kuminga or Poole. Like, that's going back to Kelly Oubre.
Right.
Right? Guys like that. Like, there is a specific kind of a player that they're looking to play here. And there's also got to be a guy willing to accept the role that he's at. So, case in point, Luka and LeBron right now comes with some trickiness.
Yeah.
Right?
I throw Austin Reaves in there, too. All need the ball in their hands. Yeah.
And LeBron's got to seed some things to be able to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jimmy has seeded some things on the front end to make it work with Steph Curry. I don't know if other stars would be willing to seed certain things to Steph at this point in their career.
It's a good point. I mean, you thought that with Giannis and Dame Lillard, right? Like, it just
guys
didn't work.
Guys are just wired differently.
It just didn't work. Well, you look at, and sometimes it doesn't always work seamlessly. You always like to say this, your turn, my turn offense when it comes to the Celtics, and it won last year.
Exactly.
But Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown feel very redundant at times as players, right?
Yes.
Not that they don't complement each other, because they're just so good, like, individually skilled players, but that it's different, right? And maybe they don't skip a beat so much so, and they're playing the Knicks. Maybe they come back and win the series because Jaylen Brown goes off and he's an incredible player and, you know, they have so much depth. But that being said, like, I do think you made a great point. The underrating nature and the like of Jimmy Butler just being able to put his own ego aside, because everyone's got egos in this league, especially Jimmy Butler. We saw it on display ad nauseum the last year. Him and Pat Riley going at it, talking about two of the biggest egos. But he put that aside. He knew where he was. Steph's a god. He's a legend here in the Bay Area. And I'll be Robin to your Batman. I will say that he's the best player I've ever played with. He's the guy in the league.
But would James Harden have accepted that role? Let's just say if it was James Harden 4 or 5 years ago, I don't think he was ready to.
But I think he did with Kawhi this year.
No,
right?
That's my point.
Yes.
And so I think guys are at different points in their careers, and they are at different spots of where they view themselves. Like SGA, you know, I think it's easy to say, like, oh, SGA coming to the Warriors, blah, blah. He's probably like, nah, everything revolves around me, dude.
Right.
I'm at the apex of my power, right?
He was great yesterday, 32 points for him. Nuggets, Thunder going to game 7 in the Western Conference semifinals. Continue.
I think every player is at different crossroads in how they view themselves and where they view, you know, the offense should be for them. Like, if Jimmy Butler came to the Warriors 6 years ago, I'm not sure he views, you know, playing second fiddle the way he does right now.
Speaking of that, Jimmy Butler, you're alluding to him and his buy-in to the Warriors culture, if you will, going from Heat culture to Warriors culture. Here's Jimmy Butler talking to the media yesterday on how everyone within the organization was so unselfish and welcoming.
I mean, I feel like everybody's so unselfish here that anybody could be playing any role on any given night. I'm completely content with who I am as a basketball player, the way that I play the game, and to come here and know that I'm second to Steph. I think that's a really good thing, actually, when you talk about one of the greatest players to ever play this game. And I get to come here and be his sidekick for a couple more years, hopefully. It's just refreshing. And then you got some really high-level young talent that want to do well, that want to be great. And then the energy's at an all-time high. I mean, I don't think there's too much more that you can ask for.
Sidekick for $55 million. I don't know if I like it being put so bluntly.
I know, but like, you know.
I don't think
really
that's what he...
Like, he's a really good player. Like,
no doubt.
He's an all-star caliber star player. So when he says sidekick, the sidekick to a top 10 player in the history of the sport, it hits a little different. But I hear you don't like it putting so bluntly.
I don't think Jimmy...
I don't like Robin. Or... Robin's such a weak sidekick. I like more like Hulk or Spider-Man, part of the Avengers. I don't like that. As we nerd out here for a second. I don't like Robin. He's weak.
How about Han Solo to his Luke?
That's perfect. That's great. Right. Love Han Solo. Right. Yes.
And does that make...
He was more clutch, though, than Jimmy this year. He shot Darth Vader and, you know, he got the Death Star to blow up.
I'm going to get real dorky here.
Yeah, where you are getting real dorky.
Andor season two was pretty
don't legit. Spoil it. I already saw some.
Still
I
still got
saw,
a few left. Don't
yeah,
spoil
it. Yeah, I saw some spoilers.
It's very good. I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Spoiler alert. They do all die, by the way. So
Not in
the Rogue show, One. But in Rogue One they do. So that's what's a prequel to that. As we get dorky here. Three is in Berkeley, wants to join the conversation. Three, good morning. How are we feeling about the Dubs going forward?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm feeling really, really optimistic about the squad. First of all, we've been spoiled for the last 10 years with our success, with our players, with our head coach, Steve Kerr, his system. It works. And the magic is that pivoting to Mike Dunleavy, we make things fit. The pieces we bring in, they fit the system, they fit the roster, they fit the players. So with that being said, I like the development going forward with Pajinski, with Moody, with Post, because that was a big pickup this year in the draft. Okay, now what we could do is pivot and turn around and grab a serviceable big, another rim runner, another veteran presence to help Trace Jackson Davis with his development, and also Quentin Post. Once, you know, the Kuminga is going to be a business thing. It's the business of basketball. But going forward, you're not that far off. I'm optimistic. We're spoiled in the Bay Area with the Warriors over the last 10 years, and we do have the GOAT. We do have a good roster around them. We have Jimmy, who's stepped in and been wonderful. Barring in the end of the playoffs, but outside of that, we've been great. And I'm happy. I'm a part of Dub Nation. Been here longer than a lot of people. I've been here from the Run TMC era. And basically, my thing is, stay optimistic, Dub Nation. Be happy. Be thankful. Good job, Steve. Good job, fellas. Y'all gave it y'all effort. We did what we could. We Steph went down. And tribute and heads up to the training staff, because nobody has come here and got a catastrophic injury to change their career. Absolutely nobody. So going forward,
Kevin Durant did in the finals. Kevin Durant did in the finals, but I hear you.
Gotta turn your mic on.
He's talking about a rim running big. I'm having a bad week. It's just wow. I mean, geez, Luis. I feel like Kuminga. I don't fit.
Oh my god.
I don't fit.
You're getting your shots up though.
But
you're
I appreciate Matt Hegan for all the ups and downs.
Thank you. Your exit interview going well with the Hegan. Yeah.
Call you Air Shasky.
Derek Lively right now for Dallas. Like, they've got a lot of things up in the air, right? Kyrie Irving has a player option.
He'll opt into that. Won't get paid.
You think? Yeah. $44 million to rehab? Yeah, I think you will.
God, that must be nice.
But they got Gafford and Derek Lively for the next 2 years. Gafford is making $14 million next year. This year. And Derek Lively is making $5.5 million. Every single team in the league is going to be calling them to get one of those two bigs.
Mm-hmm. They are. And they're adding Cooper Flagg. Who's what, 6'9"? He's a huge.
It's kind of my point.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think they're going to have to move one of those two guys. And I think every team in the league is looking to get one of them. And that's the kind of player I'll take either one of them that I would be after. And I would overpay for.
What about Steven Adams? That's the guy you want in that Rocket series.
I would love to have Steven Adams. Yeah. And to me, he's more of a loony TJD replacement.
All right.
This, like a Gafford Lively, is a very different type of a big than what we're accustomed to.
All right. You just need size. You need some athleticism.
A little more athleticism. Okay. A little more balance. A little more defensive presence. Although Steven was excellent defensively against us. What were you going to say, Carl?
What about Valanciunas?
Oh, Jonas. My name is Jonas. No? You're not feeling him?
Well, Travis Kelce, bring in Valanciunas, then you probably can move Quentin Post.
Yeah, Quentin Post, stock down heading out of the playoffs, but stock up in the regular season. There's two different things. He shrunk on a team that's
going to be flirting with that first apron after the Kuminga trade. You would assume a guy like Quentin Post is good value as a two-way player that you would sign for a minimum contract, because you're going to be in salary cap hell.
You know, it's funny. Steve Kerr said, when Quentin Post, I think it was January, made his first appearance, and I think you were likening him to who, the custodian, just players coming off, right? Brian Cardinal. But, he said he's not a fake seven-footer. That's the term that Steve Kerr said about Quentin Post. He's not a fake seven-footer. He's not soft, is what he was saying. Unfortunately, in the regular season, I think that was true. But in the playoffs,
then Aquaman showed up.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole playoffs,
him, Shangoon, like he got played off the court. I hate using that term, soft, but it was tough. It was his first playoff appearance and first playoff series, both of these, and he just looked lost, looked unsure of himself. The shot wasn't there. Everything he was doing great just didn't come to fruition in the playoffs. And that does shift your mindset about this guy going forward when it comes to big moments and big opportunities. Can I trust him? I don't know. But in the regular season, he was absolutely a net positive. That's why it's so interesting to have these year-in-review conversations, these reflections, because it is a totality of everything. But you do have in the back of your mind that bad taste in your mouth. You're trying to use mouthwash. You're trying to use the Colgate, whatever, the Listerine. But you can't get that bad taste out of your mouth of what you saw in the playoffs. And it wasn't good enough.
No.
It just wasn't.
I also think, like, we could talk about a big, and there's no doubt they need that. They need a shooting guard, a defensive-minded, like, 3-and-D shooting guard. Desperately.
Who's that out there?
There's
not a lot. I'm trying to think of the names right now.
I honestly think, like, the replacement for Klay Thompson has been the most gaping hole that this team has had over the last 4 years.
Yeah. And then Klay, obviously, not the same Klay as we all remember, but to your point, what he was able to hide for this organization when he was at his best as an offensive player and defensive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I still think he's underrated, and I understand why he felt some type of way of being left off of that top 75 anniversary team.
Obviously a top
75. Because he's obviously that. I'm looking right now at some of the shooting guards around the league. You got Bruce Brown, who's an unrestricted free agent. He's 28. Tim Hardaway Jr., shooter, he's older.
These are all bench, like, seventh man.
I know, I'm just giving you the shooting guards. Caris LeVert, Luke Kennard, give me a Pat Connaughton, Matisse Thybulle. Of the world, these are some of the names out there. That
so, like, I see
Malik Beasley, though. That's a guy who had a career year, right?
Yeah, but he's got a lot of the, like, ball in my hand, you know, not
you're saying
playing
3-and-D. Like, that's kind of him, though, right? No?
I don't think he's a 2. He's more of a 3 to me.
Okay, all right.
Like, I think their best avenue is via a trade, but, like, people keep linking Cam Johnson. Cam's more of a 3 to me than he is a 2. So I don't think that that really fits. Like, we need a perimeter defender. Otherwise, you're going to be relegated to playing either Pods or GP2 if he comes back, Moody. And I think they need an elite perimeter defender.
We got the.
And I don't think they're going to find it in the draft.
Got the injury report coming up in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, let's go to Jason in Illinois, wants to join in the conversation. Jason, good morning. How are you feeling about the Dubs going forward as the season comes to an end?
I have reason to be optimistic, but I want to ask you a trivia question. Who is the leading rebounder during the Pistons' successful championship and then the Bulls in 95-ish?
Wait, the Pistons answer of like the Bad Boys? The Bad Boys Pistons or like the early 2000 Pistons?
Bad Boys Pistons and
they're
Michael
off the
Jordan.
Bench man, Dennis Rodman. Is that where you're going with this?
My point simply is, J.K., if he studies Rodman, he would bring a whole new dimension. He's got the same leaping ability. If he became a strong side rebounder, Kerr could even sit him down with Rodman, his former teammate, and he could really become a guy who could play with our scorers as well as score when our scorers are on the bench. I would put him in a room with a lot of Rodman tape and then hook him up with Rodman himself. You can imagine Rodman would love the attention, right? But I'm telling you, he's got the same kind of body and leaping ability and aggressiveness to get to the rim to be one of the best weak side rebounders in basketball.
Thank you, Jason. That's an interesting take. I am having a visual of Dennis Rodman sitting down with Jonathan Kuminga. And Jonathan Kuminga, like, looking around the room, like, what is going on here? Like, what is this? He's like, and I'm picturing Dennis Rodman wearing whatever crazy outfit he's wearing. He's not wrong that he's one of the greatest rebounders in the sport, but, like,
I think he is the greatest rebounder.
Yeah, but, like, come on. Like, no, that's not happening. I feel that that's what he wants.
If you study the greatest rebounder of all time, you could be him.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? Steph. Study Magic Johnson. You want to pass like him.
If
there
you study Colin Cowherd, I'm going to lock you in a room, and you're just going to study Colin Cowherd for the next, 3 months.
I'll learn not to wear my hat backwards when I'm with him. There you go. You don't want those guys.
Can you read a script?
There you go.
That's been written by a producer for you.
Clones. 888-957-9570. 815, we got Anthony Slater joining us.
I appreciate his like, who was the leading rebounder?
If Pat Spencer studies Steph Curry now.
Here's some more names I got. Here's some more names. I just looked at the forwards list. How about that? Player options. I don't know if they're going to pick. All these are
Rodman
gonna pick up.
Doesn't fit the Curry offense.
Hey,
you got to swing it.
Let's see here. Marvin Bagley?
The older I get, the more I start feeling like Steiny on the show.
Oh, boy. Larry Nance Jr.? Kelly Oubre.
Larry Nance.
You want Kelly Oubre back?
I want Kelly Oubre back.
Nick Friedell might.
If I brought Kelly Oubre back, I would just sign up for Nick Friedell interviews for the rest of my life.
Zaire Williams, Brooklyn.
I actually like him.
Yeah, he's restricted, though. So
but he's not a starter.
Your boy that you love from the Court of Gold, Nicholas Batum. Old.
You want to talk about too old. It's too old.
James Johnson. You don't want to mess with
just
that guy.
Just stop reading names. Just don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Just don't.
By the way, Steph Curry.
We're bringing back DeAndre Melton and we're praying.
It's not DeAndre. It's DeAnthony Melton.
I always do it.
It's not.
It's DeAndre Hunter and him. I always screw it up.
Sure. And then Demetrius Campbell.
I'm sorry. Having a rough week.
It's okay. You're crushing it, bud.
By the way, I saw a video yesterday for a second as we laugh at getting old. Philip Rivers is holding his 1.5-year-old child.
Still pumping him out?
No. He's talking to Gruden. You didn't see the video?
No.
He's talking to Gruden in his home in Alabama, and he's holding his 1.5-year-old child. He goes, yeah, and my 23-year-old daughter, she's got a baby. So my son is going to throw a touchdown pass to my grandson. And I was like, that is the most incredible Alabama sentence.
I was going
to
say, no, that is the most Alabama thing I've ever heard in my life.
I swear to God, he's holding one of his 10 children, who is 1.5, and he says his 23-year-old child just had a kid, and his grandson will be catching a touchdown pass from his son at some point in the next 10 years.
That's insane.
And I thought that was just incredible.
Talk about great characters just in sports. I miss Phillip Rivers. He's just hilarious. Never, like, actually cuss, but the gosh darn it's of the world were hilarious. As your boy Matt Stymets is behind us. Charles in Oakland wants to join the conversation, 888-957-9570. Charles, you want to talk some Jonathan Kuminga?
Yeah, well, it's more about the Warriors in general. Like, so Jonathan Kuminga, I'm a Jonathan Kuminga fan, but this is the thing about him and the Warriors. I don't really think that he fits what the Warriors want to do. And I know that's not, like, brand-new news to everybody or whatever. Like, I'm making some breaking news. But what I'm saying is that I think he's on the verge of being a great player in his career. He's very young. He has a lot of talent. We all can see that. But with the Warriors, that's not – Steve Kerr doesn't really value that. And you got to go with this coach. This coach has brought you to 6 NBA championships, won you 4 titles. This coach has won you the whole time you've been here. So there's really no – you're not going to replace Steve Kerr. So the point is that Jonathan Kuminga has to be turned into somebody like Sean Livingston or Maurice Spates. Or because if you look at the championships that the Warriors first won, and even the last one they won, the one that everybody thought they wasn't going to win, Otto Porter Jr., you know what I mean? Like, he had players that were – he had David West. He had a Sean Livingston. He had Leandro Barbosa. He had players that were veterans. Like, he knew that if he brought this man in for 10, 15 minutes, he knew what he was going to get from him. He knew that he was going to be solid.
Yeah,
he knew
but they also – real over. Quick, they also had Klay Thompson in his prime and Draymond Thanks, Green Charles. In his prime we're up and Jordan it. Poole at the beginning of his prime. Like, I like all those ancillary pieces are definitely a part of it, but let's not sleep on – Klay's one of the best players in Warrior history.
One of the greatest players of all time. Like,
Klay was a Wolverine. He was incredible.
I think he's the second greatest shooter of all time. I think it's Steph than him.
So. I don't.
888-957-9570.
You're wrong.
Anthony Slater joining us in about 20 minutes here. Our 95.7 The Game Warriors Insider covers the team for The Athletic. Very tapped in on everything. We'll talk to Anthony Slater about the Jonathan Kuminga stuff. Obviously, he had the report yesterday at the Warriors, and Jonathan are going to be working together to maybe have a sign and trade come
to fruition.
I would
like to read you a sentence real quick to tease as you go into the break, because I want to talk about it at the top of the hour.
Well, Joe, we have a mystery guest right now. We actually have a mystery guy.
Okay, tease the tease.
Someone got in my ear, Sam Carter, I don't know who it was, but he said, we got a mystery guest online. So let's just go to our mystery guest right now on the River Islands guest line. Who do we got here?
Good morning. It's Hillary from Boxer and Gerson.
Oh, Hillary. Good morning. Joe Spadoni, first of all, not Bonte Hill, obviously. I think this is our first time ever talking to each other. Nice to meet you through the phone.
How old is the little one now? Oh. You had a baby boy, correct?
I did. 6 months now.
Oh, wow. Oh, congratulations. What's the name?
JJ.
JJ. Love that. Gosh. Shout out JJ Redick, like the head coach of the Lakers, right? There you go. Didn't end well for him, though.
JJ Hardy.
JJ Stokes. How about that?
JJ's got to be the ultimate sports name, so we had to, set it in stone early.
There you go. That's a great point. Sam's coming here. JJ Blade, who plays for the Athletics. I was going to say Oakland Athletics, but they're not the Oakland Athletics anymore. But they play the A's. We're playing the Giants over the weekend, Hillary. I know you're pumped up about this. I know you're pumped. Do we still call it Battle of the Bay, though, Hillary? I don't know.
No, it's not the
Bay. Yeah, we can't.
I just feel so conflicted with the A's. So this is how I feel. With the Raiders, we were in therapy. I knew our relationship was on the rocks. He told me as soon as he was unhappy. But with the A's, it was a physical and an emotional betrayal. It was like being married to a man who constantly tells you he loves you, but then you find out at the bachelor party last year he disappeared for an hour at the strip club. And you know what? It was a one-time thing. It was a lapse in judgment. But then someone shows you his Tinder profile. Why does he have a Tinder profile if he's happily married? Oh, it was from a long time ago. He forgot he even had it. Don't worry, he'll delete it. But then you find the receipt for that diamond necklace, and now you know you have to leave him. So you have this whole speech. You are prepared to give it. But before you can give him the speech, he serves you with divorce papers. And the betrayal, the audacity. And now this man is dead to me. He can rot in hell for all I care.
Oh,
but the problem is the stepkids. stepkids that you love, that you helped raise, who now live in Sacramento, and you want to visit them and you want to support them because they're just victims of a selfish parent, but you don't want to run into that man, and you certainly don't want to run into his new stripper wife. So the emotions are just so high, and it's really difficult to navigate a situation. So I'm going to the game tonight. It's Japanese Heritage Night. I'm going to the game tomorrow. Cool. Tomorrow is a huge Teamsters tailgate. There's going to be 4,000 Teamsters out there.
Where?
Battle of the Bay. But it's just, you're never going to find me wearing dumb Halloween colors. Never. But can I wear A's gear?
Sure.
No, not really.
Oh.
So, like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. I guess I just root for certain players. I don't know. It's really hard for us A's fans.
Well,
it's
Hillary,
really, really difficult.
I'll tell you this, and that was a great scene setting and analogy that you just did that you would come to expect from an elite lawyer such as yourself. By the way, you made partner, is what I'm hearing?
I sure did.
Oh, congratulations. Can we get the applause? Hey, Carter, wow. Come on. She made partner. So wait. Is it going to be Boxer and Gerson and Nakano?
It should be.
Yeah, let's go. That's the confidence I want, baby. Let's go.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. No, that's really cool. Hey, Hillary.
Also, I've got a box of clothes if you want to come take them in my basement that I've been trying to pawn off on someone else from the little guy. So if you ever need anything, we got tons of stuff.
Well, it depends what teams they are.
That's a good point. Hey, Hillary. We really appreciate you chiming in, calling in. Congratulations on JJ, on your family, the making partner. Really good stuff. I know it's going to be bittersweet watching the A's and Giants this weekend, and then obviously the Warriors getting knocked out. But good things ahead, and a brighter future for Ed for All. And shout out Boxer and Gerson, the Teamsters, and all the work that you guys are doing.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. That is Hillary, and that will bring
Boxer
us
and Gerson.
To the Boxer and Gerson injury report. Wake up.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Oh, man. That was a lot from Hilly right there. By the way, a forgotten man of the Giants injury report was backup catcher Tom Murphy. And it's been about 6 weeks
since
the Giants placed Murphy on the 60-day IL with a mid-back disc herniation. That sounds really painful. The Giants announced earlier this week that Murphy will again be reevaluated in another 6 weeks, meaning any sort of the return to field is still a long ways away. It is becoming very possible that the 13 games he appeared in last year for the Giants will be the only games he plays for in a Giants uniform.
I had to get rid of Joey Barr for Tom Murphy, huh?
That was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. But tell me about the game. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Anthony Slater, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider at 8:15, and Bonte Hill in studio at 9 o'clock for the entire hour. It's Spadoni and Shasky halfway home on a Friday here on The Morning Roast.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.